To qualify, one thing local governments and court systems will have to do is acknowledge there's a problem. Lynn Sutphin is with the State Department of Health and Human Services.
First of all, they've got to demonstrate that they have racial and ethnic disparities, that they exist in their jurisdiction, and then they need to propose activities that they feel will address those disparities.
The grants are not limited to urban or rural systems. Sutphin says the goal is to find innovations that will help courts and law enforcement across the state deal with these same issues. She says Black teens are twice as likely as white teenagers to be moved from the juvenile justice system into the adult system to face adult penalties. I'm Rick Pluta.